WFIV 105.3 FM, Loudoun, Farragut, Lenoir City.
You're listening to West 105.
The Farragut Admirals, for the first time since 1983, will participate in the boys' state basketball tournament, which gets underway a week from Thursday at the Murphy Center on the campus of MTSU. Of course, we'll be there to bring you all the action, but certainly hope there is a huge Farragut contingent on to root on this tremendous 2016 class and this tremendous team. I think Coach Burris is going to send up all five seniors here momentarily, so getting an extra microphone set up for that. But the Admirals tonight trailed early 6-2, went on a 10-0 run to go up 12-6. Then it was 12-8, and the Admirals finished the first quarter on a 9-0 run, leading 21-8, headed to the second quarter. Sevier County, after falling behind early in the second quarter, 24-10, would outscore Farragut 16-10 in the second quarter. By halftime, it was Farragut leading by 7, 31-24. Then in the third quarter, Sevier County ties the game at 35. At the end of the third, it was Farragut up 37-36. The Admirals managing just 6 third-quarter points, turning the ball over 6 times in the quarter. And so the Admirals with a one-point lead. Early in the fourth quarter, Sevier County took its first lead since quarter number one at 38-37. The Admirals responded, got the lead back. We were tied at 40. Then Farragut would lead by 10 at 52-42. And they hang on and win it 57-50 as the Admirals with a 20-14 fourth quarter advantage. Left the door cracked. They missed some free throws in the fourth quarter with Sevier County playing from behind and giving fouls and sending Farragut to the line. The Admirals could have made this a little less heart-stopping, but hey, it's a win. And Farragut again, state tournament bound for the first time since 1983. As the Admirals with 14 turnovers on the night, Sevier County with 11, but 4 of those 11 turnovers came in the fourth quarter for Sevier County, 4 in the first quarter, and in the middle quarters, the Smoky Bears were really strong with the basketball, just 2 turnovers in the second, 1 in the third. Farragut, second and third quarters, that's where they had their issues. So Farragut was really strong with the ball in the first quarter, strong with the ball in the fourth quarter. They got loose with it in quarters 2 and 3, and again, Sevier County had bookend quarters where they had problems hanging on to the basketball. But again, 14 turnovers for Farragut, 11 for Sevier County. Looking at the individual scoring for the Smoky Bears, Mason Ward had 6. Daniel Tarwater, 1 of 2 from the line, had 1. Trenton Lefko, 2 of 2 from the line, scored 8. Parker Newman, 2 3-pointers, 3 of 6 from the foul line, 17 points tonight, although down at the scorers table, they may say he has 19. They said his name over PA on the missed free throw that Farragut knocked in the basket for 2 points for Sevier County. Looked like to me that was Lefko who was closest to the ball for the Smoky Bears. But whatever the case, Newman was the leading scorer and was certainly the player that kept Sevier County in it late. He had picked up his fourth foul with 7:33 to play, went to the bench when he came back in. He'd already scored to open the fourth quarter on the opening possession, and when he came back in, he knocked down 3 baskets, including a couple of threes to keep Sevier County within striking range. So again, I had him with 17 points, 3 of 6 from the line, 2 3-pointers. Owen Brooks with 2 points tonight after scoring 17 against Maryville in the Region 1 championship game. Gavin Harmon with 2 points. Nick Daugherty was big for Sevier County tonight, but Farragut kept him out of the scoring column in the fourth quarter. He goes 3 for 5 tonight from the foul line and had 1 3-pointer. So he finished with 14 points. Jackson Perry, 0 of 2 from the line, did not score. So Sevier County, 9 of 17 from the foul line, 53%. 3 3-pointers tonight for the Smoky Bears. Again, Parker Newman with 2 of those, and the other belonging to Nick Daugherty. For Farragut, it was Matthew Dickens with 2 points. Dan Lanning with 3, a first quarter 3-pointer. Connor Everly with 2 points. Reed Vining with 12 points. Britton Lewis two of two from the foul line. 1 3-pointer for Britton. He finished with 15 points. Aiden Foshi, 3 of 5 from the line. 2 3-pointers for Aiden as he finished with 11 big points. Hit 3 of 4 free throws down the stretch, did Foshi. Parker Lane goes 6 of 12 from the foul line. 2 3-pointers. Parker with 12 points tonight as the Admirals hit 6 3-pointers, and they were 11 of 19 from the foul line, 58%. And as I mentioned, Coach sending up the guys, and they've got their state-bound T-shirts on. Fantastic. And we'll get these guys in here. I'll tell you what, let's get a quick break for our sponsors, 30-second break for our sponsors, and we'll return with this outstanding group of 5 seniors on the other side. Actually, tell you what, you know, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, how many headsets do I have? How many? Probably could do, well, we'll just pass the mic around. Give me, if you would, Dusty, give me a 30-second break here. We'll return to talk with these 5 seniors as Farragut, with a 57-50 victory, is headed to the state tournament. Back after this as you listen to Farragut Hoops on West 105.
Whether you're managing a household or running a business, Citizens Bank has a checking account built for how you bank. Choose from personal and business options with digital tools like mobile deposit, bill pay, and merchant services. Plus, support from a local team in Knoxville and Lenoir City that understands your goals. Learn more at citizensbank24.com. Member FDIC.
All right, so we've got the 5 seniors that are headed to the state tournament. That's where they will conclude their high school careers in Murfreesboro as Farragut defeats Sevier County tonight 57-50. And as so oftentimes the case with this group, it was just an all-around effort. Balanced scoring. You had Parker with 12. You had Aiden with 11. You had Britton with 15. Reed with 12. And while Dan wasn't in double figures scoring, he did so much as far as creating for others and, of course, the defense. And just tremendous team effort tonight against a Sevier County squad that was as hot as you could possibly be, the way they had played in the region tournament and had knocked off Maryville for the Region 1 title. But the Admirals come to Sevier County High School tonight and get the 7-point victory. So I'll start with Aiden, since he's got the headset on, and the importance, guys, in the fourth quarter, Daugherty, number 25 for them, had been a problem right on the glass. And especially when Parker Newman went to the bench with 7:33 to play, having picked up his fourth foul, how big was it to keep Daugherty from kind of being the dominating force on the floor for them?
Well, we know from the get-go that rebounding and being able to take care of the ball would be a big factor. And we knew that we would have to key in on Newman and Daugherty, number 25, because they crashed really hard.
Yeah.
And we knew if we could control the boards that we'd have a great shot at winning.
That's Aiden Foshi. He was big on the boards tonight. Everybody had to chip in. You got Parker Lane here who got a couple of big rebounds. One of the smallest guys on the floor got to get a couple of boards for Parker. But, Parker, what about the pressure that they brought and how you guys, you know, had to kind of keep your composure, even if you turned it over or whatever, just, you know, hey, blinders on, you might say. Let's next play. Move on to the next play. Oh, hang on. I'm sorry. I didn't get us turned up here. Do a mic check for me.
Hello.
Hey, there you go. All right. Hey, Parker Lane here. After talking with Aiden Foshi, we got Parker talking about the pressure that Sevier County could bring.
Well, they obviously are a really good defensive team. I mean, they beat Maryville, and the way they beat them was from their defense. So we rep their defense over and over in practice, and we're a senior-led group. So we've been here before. Not here, but
right.
We played in a lot of intense games and a lot of intense atmospheres over the years, so we've just been able to persevere and handle pressure.
Yeah. So how would you describe their defense?
Very handsy. It's hard to get by them.
Yeah. Well, and Coach was saying, you know, he kind of called it an amoeba zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it is,
I mean, at times I'm thinking, is that man? Mm-hmm. You know?
They disguise it very well.
Yeah. Yeah, how about Dan Lanning? Jump in here, Dan.
So the amoeba zone, basically the top tier in man and the 3 down low are in playing a 2-3 zone.
Okay.
And we just try to put one person at the high post and go 2 guard on top, and find Reed for backside layups or kick out threes from the middle.
Yeah, and push the tempo at any opportunity you've got, right? And you were big in that.
Their offensive scheme is to just run hard, run through the screens, run through their offense, and they waste a lot of it on their offense. So we knew that for us to win this game, we would have to push the pace on our offensive end.
Yeah. How about handing the mic to Britton here? Britton, you great job on Parker Newman. That young man is a handful. He had 26 points against Maryville, was the region tournament MVP. You know, of course, everybody's looking at him as a Division I quarterback, Power 4 conference quarterback. But he's a heck of a basketball player as well. What about the defensive challenge you had tonight? Because so oftentimes that's the role, one of the roles that you play on this team is that you're going to take, you know, the top scoring threat.
Yes, sir. Well, he's just a great player. I knew that. The coaches had me ready. They watched a ton of film and then scout. I mean, the scout players are great. Like, we went through all of his moves and stuff, and I was really prepared to guard him.
Yeah, well, great job tonight on Parker, and also taking the ball at him and getting him in some foul difficulties. Again, that was big because he really asserted himself to start the fourth quarter, but then picked up a fourth foul, had to go to the bench, and anytime that young man's on the bench, you know, advantage opposition.
Yes,
so let's see. Let's get Reed. Reed Vining, last senior that we haven't gotten to yet. So, Reed, what about the battle inside tonight? You got to be strong with the hands because, I mean, you get a rebound, right, and so oftentimes they were knocking the ball loose from.
Yeah, I mean, you catch a couple elbows down there in the paint for sure, but you just really just got to just man up, as Parker says, and just go for it. And just everything you got, play every possession like it's your last because you never know when it could be. So you got to do everything you can.
Yeah. Well, you know, Parker said, you know, we're an experienced group. We've been here before, and says, well, not necessarily this game. But what about the Oak Ridge game? What about that district tournament semifinal? I mean, because that was such a huge game in setting you up for this postseason run.
Yeah. I mean, we're just trying to go as far as we can. I mean, we're going to give it everything we got regardless if we win or lose. I mean, this team is so just like floor on the gas pedal, going to give it everything we have, 110% every single time. And that's what we're going to do.
Guys, I could not be prouder of you and prouder for you. I was at the state tournament the last time Farragut was there. I saw the game in 1983. My sainted mother took me to that game. I was a seventh grader, and I hope there are some seventh graders that are watching you guys play and will remember this for years to come. That was an all-senior starting lineup, and I still remember the five guys that were the starters. And I hope that there are some young people that were the age are the age that I was then that will remember you guys years from now. I mean, it's a fantastic season. You're such an easy group to root for. I've enjoyed seeing you guys all year long, both up here talking to you after games, as well as just obviously watching you play on the floor and the way you play together. I like the way you can kind of bicker at each other. I like that, the way you guys can kind of bicker at each other, and obviously it just rolls off your back, you know. And so, you know, can you guys put into words, Aiden, can you put into words what you're feeling when those final seconds tick off?
Oh, well, we've been wanting to do this ever since we got here, and it's just pure excitement.
Yeah. Parker?
I mean, one thing I want to say, I know you remember 2 years ago when we were 7-23.
Yeah.
We won 7 games all season. And all of us were down, and all of us wanted to quit. But these five guys right here, we didn't quit.
Yeah.
We kept going, and we knew the goal that we wanted to have. And I told Coach Burst my freshman year when I got here that my goal being here was to get to the state tournament with my team. So to do it with my best friends as well, guys that I've been with since sixth grade, it's one of those things that I'll never forget for the rest of my life.
Well, and that goes back again to what an easy team you guys are to root for, because this is what high school sports should all be about. You guys embody it, like you say, guys that have grown up playing together, and I couldn't be happier for you guys. And I love the way, too, that the example you set for the underclassmen. You know, I mean, it's going to be a huge void with you guys leaving after this year. But you got guys like Connor Everly, Matthew Dickens, which played huge roles tonight. I thought Connor gave you some big minutes, I mean, with the foul trouble and stuff like that. How about Dan commenting on Connor Everly?
I mean,
Dan Lanning here.
Connor just comes in and plays his hardest.
Yeah.
That's like his job. That's what he knows his job is. He plays that role very well. He goes out in transition, makes layups, makes the right play, usually guards a shooter pretty well.
Yeah.
And this team has a lot of good shooters, so that's really what we keyed on him tonight, and he just did a great job of it.
Yeah. Okay, and Britton, what about Matthew Dickens and what he brings to this team?
Man, he's such an energy, a spark of energy off the bench, what Coach Burris says. He always comes in, makes the right plays.
Yeah.
Great shooter. You know, he's great to have.
Yeah. Well, guys, I mean, I love it again, the way that you guys have kind of set the bar for future teams and for the guys that are on this roster that will be back next year. But as you head to Murfreesboro, I hope you get I hope you have a fantastic trip. And what I like about the boys tournament is you have a little chance to savor it. You know, it's a full week away, get rested up, prepared for whoever it is you're going to see in the first round. The girls, it's a pretty quick turnaround. They're there for just a few days later, but the guys have got a little bit of time to really savor this win here tonight. And I know you're excited to get back to Lynn Sexton Gymnasium, cut the nets down there, and have a celebration. So, guys, just congratulations. Congratulations on the win tonight. Congratulations on a great season. We'll be in Murfreesboro, of course, and hope to see even more great things from you guys.
Thank you.
Outstanding group of young men, outstanding senior class. Again, you got all starters with Dan Lanning, Reed Vining, Britton Lewis, Aiden Foshi, Parker Lane. And they're headed to the state tournament. Get a few pictures taken up here in the balcony at Sevier County High School as the Admirals, as I mentioned there, they're gonna go back to Farragut and cut down the nets there. So we're looking forward to it. A week from Thursday, Farragut will open play in the state tournament. And I doubt that they have updated or put anything on there. I did see that the girls' matchups, Sevier County, who defeated Farragut Saturday night to advance to the tournament, they got an unfortunate draw. They drew three-time defending state champ and undefeated Bradley Central in their first round game. The girls matchups are Page against Cookeville, Bearden against Bartlett, Sevier County against Bradley Central, and Blackman against Collierville. So they get started this Thursday. The boys get started next Thursday, and it looks like Bearden has defeated Maryville 53-50. So a couple of teams out of District 4-4A headed to the state tournament. The Admirals with the 57-50 victory here. Bearden wins at home over Maryville 53-50. And Walker Valley, the other boys sectional in Class 4A that is in the Eastern time zone. Walker Valley tonight hosting the Lebanon Blue Devils, and the Mustangs of Walker Valley on their home floor win it 74-58. So Walker Valley improves to 29-3. Bearden with the win. What are they? 36-1 with a 53-50 victory over Maryville. The Admirals moved to 25-11 with their 57-50 win here in Sevierville. And the other games that are in the central time zone, you've got Cookeville playing at Beach in the second quarter. The Buccaneers leading the Cavaliers. That's Beach leading Cookeville 30-27. The Blackman Blaze playing at home tonight against the Raptors of Ravenwood. And that's a low-scoring game at halftime. Blackman up 13-10 at halftime in that Class 4A sectional. Brentwood, which is 28-3 on the season, playing Oakland, which is just 14-16. Brentwood at home leading at halftime 40-28. Let's see. Whitehaven at halftime on the road leading Kirkwood 28-23. Whitehaven 27-8 entering the night. Kirkwood 25-5. And they've already gone final in Region 8. I don't know if they started early or if that game was just over in a flash, but Bartlett, who I think most see as the favorite this year, improves to 30-4. They win at home over Rossview out of Clarksville. It's Bartlett with the win tonight, 73-31. So Bartlett wins a sectional game over 24-9 Rossville by 42 points. Again, the other victors, Walker Valley 74-58 at home over Lebanon, Bearden at home over Maryville 53-50, and Farragut on the road. Thus far, the only road team to win. The Admirals win here at Sevier County 57-50. So a week from Thursday, they will play games at 9:30 a.m. Central Time, 11 a.m., 12:45 p.m., and 2:15 p.m., four consecutive Class 4A quarterfinal games on Thursday, the 19th of March, and we'll be there to cover the Admirals, of course, on West 105, WFIV.com, and we'll also have an arena cast for those who are in attendance and would like to listen in to the WFIV call without the delay that you would if you dialed it up online. Probably about a 30 or so second delay online. That can be a little bit confusing, but I think FM 100.3 is an open frequency there at the Murphy Center, so I would anticipate we'll be on that. But, of course, we'll post it on social media and put that out there as well for Farragut Sports Information Director Jack Tate to post. And typically, I think if Jack posts it, everybody sees it. So that's the way to go, is to ask Coach Jack Tate to post it. But the Admiral baseball team down in Florida, the softball team will soon be in Middle Tennessee during spring break playing games. Our next spring sports broadcast is coming up a week from tomorrow, the 17th. It'll be Farragut softball. For the first time this year, as the Lady Admirals host the Lady Bulldogs of Bearden in a 6 o'clock first pitch. The following night, Wednesday, March 18th, we'll have baseball as the Admirals host Bearden. That's a 6:30 first pitch, and then we'll move on to the boys' state basketball tournament on Thursday the 19th. So that's looking ahead to next week with softball on Tuesday, baseball on Wednesday, and boys' state tournament action from the Murphy Center at MTSU on Thursday. Farragut tonight led by Britton Lewis's 15 points, 12 for Parker Lane, 11 for Aiden Foshi, 12 for Reed Vining, Dan Lanning with 3, Matthew Dickens 2, Connor Everly with 2. The Admirals played 7 guys tonight. Sevier County rotated a few more than that in, but the Admirals stand up against the Sevier County defensive pressure, despite no doubt being tired at the end of this one. They win it 57-50, improving to 25-11, and move on again to the state tournament, which begins a week from Thursday. Man, it's been exciting watching this team. Could not be happier for a group of young men, and hoping that they can make some noise at the state tournament as well. But they've got some time to savor this one and prepare for whoever the TSSAA matches them up with come that quarterfinal round. Going to look and see if perhaps there were any other updates. Don't believe so. And so we'll just go ahead and sign off. The Admirals, again, victorious here tonight at Sevier County, 57-50. Our next sports broadcast a week from tomorrow, Lady Admiral softball for the first time, 6 o'clock at James Bellamy Field, as the Lady Admirals host the Lady Bulldogs of Bearden. For Dusty Street, back in our WFIB studios, I'm Eric Gerhardt saying thanks so much for listening. We wish you a very good night.
Farragut High School Basketball on West 105, brought to you by Hearthside Bank Farragut, David's Abbey Carpet, Precision Garage Door Service, LCUV Internet, The Shrimp Dock, Miser Wealth Partners, Valley Plumbing, Shop Farragut, Citizens Bank, Doxil and Lenore City, and by Bryan Insurance Group, the voice of the Farragut Admirals. This is West 105.
WFIV 105.3 FM, Loudoun, Farragut, Lenore City.
You're listening to West 105.